Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 237.
Welcome to the 10th anniversary of the Renaissance Festival Podcast. It's our drinking show. The Renaissance Festival Podcast is not responsible in any way for the drunkenness that may occur whilst listening and or partaking in this show. Remember to please drink responsibly. The Renaissance Festival Podcast drinking game. Take a drink when A, there is a stumble or screw up. D, for any time one of the hosts laugh. E, take two shots if someone picks on any minion or Mark. B, any of the words beer, whiskey, ale, rum, or mead are mentioned. C, when we make up some facts that are not true. F, when the words wenches or lasses are mentioned. And now, on with the show.
Joss, the man they called Joss. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them a four. Buck canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now Joss saw the viewers' heart breaking. He heard the brown coats lament. He saw Fox management taken his show in a way that made no sense. He said, you can't do that to my program. Can't grind it under your heel. So he took all his cast and, well, now at last they've landed a big damn movie deal. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Firefly from other shows you're likely to see. It's meaningful and witty, and the setting's really gritty, and the theme song's about serenity. It's a little like a western, yeah! It's a little like X-Files. It's better than Trek, and it's funnier than Shrek, and it beats out Andromeda by miles. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Doma. Shepherds and whores stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Whedon from writers who slave in the poor. The man they call Joss, well, he said to Fox, I'm going where no show has gone before. He told us about Reavers. He told us about Sin. He took us to the black and we ain't coming back till all those crazy brown coats rise again. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. But canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast. And here are your hosts, the gatekeeper for Between the Worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn. A man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Hiddu. Expert in all things piratical, Captain Nicholas London. The master of observation and always on the lookout for something new, Danny. Helmswoman of the sunken treasure and tutor of historical facts, Lady Serena London. A man that doesn't own a single pair of pants or tights. Mark Gunn. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And I am Matt Letter.
And that first song you heard was The Ballad of Josh by the Bedlam Bards from On the Drift. So, this is the anniversary show. Yet another year old.
Another year passes. I think it must have blinked.
Ha, ah, ha.
See what I did there? It's one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. You're really, really clever. We might as well do the show entirely backwards. That won't confuse anybody.
Oh, I'm not ready for that sort of thing.
Aw, man.
I'm already feel like I'm reading backwards. I'm already feel... screwed up that sentence. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival show. Podcast show. The Fenerons Festival Codcast.
Yeah, about that. At least that's what we think the show is, right?
Yeah. Hey, did we tell them about the competition yet?
No, I don't think so.
We haven't told them about the competition. We screwed up. Let's tell them about the competition.
All right. It says something like the first person to email us how many shots were taken during this show will receive a free CD from our library.
That's right. We have a number of free CDs that so many wonderful bands have been incredibly generous to donate to us over the years, and we will send you a free CD if you can tell us the number of shots accurately, and if nobody gets it correctly, then the closest one. If you guess the number of shots, or you count them, which is probably better, we will send a CD to you.
It sounds like a plan.
Good luck. Do you remember what we had last time? It was more than...
Well, I want to say it's probably more than 300, but, you know... Yeah, you know, you have that that beer song in there from Mark Gunn. So, I mean, even Mark isn't even on the show to defend himself. So we just, you know, gotta give him a hard time too. I heard that he's still captured by that pirate who wants to keep us playing those songs.
That happens. Captured by pirates happens, especially to Mark.
So you drinking anything?
I am drinking a fine Sprite with bitters this evening.
Alright.
I mean, something dark and tastes like sandpaper because I'm rugged. That's me.
So in other words, it's like a beer.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Oh, what am I drinking? How about, I'll start off with some rumpled mints. How about that? Does that sound good?
Well, all right. Well, we'll just, we will let all of you know what we are drinking as the night goes along. So, we were mentioning Mark Gunn earlier, who is, of course, captured by pirates. So, I think we should start some music, and we can do a nautical ballad. And with Pandora Celtica, you never know. So, this is Admiral Nelson by Pandora Celtica from Out of the Box.
Oh, a drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm.
A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
A little bit of woad wouldn't do us any harm.
A little bit of woad wouldn't do us any harm. A little bit of woad wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, a little moonlight swim wouldn't do us any harm.
A little moonlight swim wouldn't do us any harm. A little moonlight swim wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, and a apple of discord wouldn't do us any harm.
An apple of discord wouldn't do us any harm. An apple of discord wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, a little kitty drumming wouldn't do us any harm.
A little kitty drumming wouldn't do us any harm. A little kitty drumming wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, a little fly swatter wouldn't do us any harm.
A little fly swatter wouldn't do us any harm. A little fly swatter wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Well, a little hack and slash wouldn't do us any harm.
A little hack and slash wouldn't do us any harm. A little hack and slash wouldn't do us any harm. We'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, to drown a couple sailors wouldn't do us any harm.
To drown a couple sailors wouldn't do us any harm. To drown a couple sailors wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, a fire-breathing dragon wouldn't do us any harm.
A fire-breathing dragon wouldn't do us any harm. A fire-breathing dragon wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, a little fairy rebel wouldn't do us any harm.
A little fairy rebel wouldn't do us any harm. A little fairy rebel wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Oh, a key to every door wouldn't do me any harm.
A key to every door wouldn't do her any harm. A key to every door wouldn't do her any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind. Oh, a little fairy mischief wouldn't do us any harm. A little fairy mischief wouldn't do us any harm. A little fairy mischief wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. And we'll all hang down behind.
Hi, this is Lisa Messiah, also known as Zynga, the Moor of Dundee. And I want to congratulate you guys on 10 years of great broadcasting, podcasting, and entertaining us all.
Oh,
whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter. You're spunkier than day. Oh, whiskey, you're the darling drunk of sober. Drums are made and bad as wine. The devil at home will fight and ride and very well. We me tell you and tell you and all. Me tell you and tell you and all. Me rifle of a lie. There's a whiskey in the jar. Whiskey are the devil. You lead me astray. All the hills and mountains and to America. You're sweet and strong and decenter. Smokier than day. Whiskey are the island drunk of sober.
tiddly well. We mean tiddly on a tiddly on a la. Me tiddly on a tiddly on a la. They're at the law of the la. The yard is a whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, I love I. And tiddly astray. All the hills and mountains and so mad. Hey, you're as sweet as strong and tasty eyes. Monkey Island, hey. Whiskey, I'm an island drunk of so mad.
Everyone is washed of powder, smile up on his shoulder. Look,
honey, man, we be tiddly and a tiddly and a da. Be tiddly and a tiddly and a da.
We're at the law, the la. There's a whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, I'm an ally, and lead me astray. All the hills and mountains touch the land. Can't you just seem to strong and taste the dice? Smokey, I'm an tray. Whiskey, I'm an island of the soul. Whiskey, I'm an ally, and lead me astray.
Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Happy birthday, Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Or anniversary, whatever
anniversary?
It is. You've
birthiversary?
You've done 10 of them.
Damn, 10 years.
And we here at Root Tutors, Liz Rodriguez.
And Nicole Keating.
Want to wish you the heartiest of congratulations
of the Renaissance variety.
Ooh, yes. What do they say in Renaissance for congratulations?
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Fare thou well.
Smellest thou on your next birthiversary.
And many happy returns and other Renaissance cliches.
Things, fare ye well, good sirs and madams.
When life gives you comedy or tragedy, we'll tap another bat. Raise your voice with mine and say, I'll drink to that.
Beer!
Now if you're like most of us raised around here, then you must have started your drinking with beer. We learned how to flirt with the lads at the bar and to sing out a toast for all friends near and far. When life gives you comedy or tragedy, we'll tap another bat. Raise your voice with mine and say, I'll drink to that.
Cider!
When burning desire has got you quite vexed, but need for a partner has left you perplexed, just grab a fine cider and ring your own bell. That use of your own hand will satisfy well. When life gives you comedy or tragedy, we'll tap another bat. Raise your voice with mine and say, I'll drink to that.
Champagne!
Champagne is for toasting a union of love. In a room filled with strangers you've only heard of, you seek out the gents, mix the cats and the boars, in hope that the next time the groom might be yours. When life gives you comedy or tragedy, we'll tap another bat. Raise your voice with mine and say, I'll drink to that.
Rum!
The young men all eager to do what they should, if they could just do more than only look good. Let rum sweet delicious
Ahoy, Renaissance Festival Podcast. This is Saucy Jack from the Musical Blades. My mates and I want to congratulate you on 10 years of epicastic awesomeness. Thank you for sharing the musical from all the great acts that you featured, and I look forward to listening for the next 10 years, starting next podcast. Huzzah!
Shores. We're coming for your wenches.
We're coming for your whores.
It's time to raise the glasses. It's time to pour the beer. It's time to pull another pint.
Because the Blades are here. So lift them up and slam them down and fill them up again. Let that honey bee go down so sweet. Grab that jug and pop the cork. God knows just where it's been. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet. We're coming for your plunder. We're coming for your ales. We're coming for your fancy jewels. We're coming for your tails.
It's time for rowdy dancing. It's time for pounding beer. It's time for quick romancing.
Because the Blades are here. So lift them up and slam them down and fill them up again. Let that honey bee go down so sweet. Grab that jug and pop the cork. God knows just where it's been. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet.
Bang your mug! Stomp your feet! 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 Bang your mug!
Coming for your ladies!
Stomp your feet!
Coming for the shores!
Bang your mug!
Coming for your witches!
Stomp your feet!
For your whores. It's time to raise the glasses. It's time to pour the beer. It's time to pull another pint.
Because the Blades are here. So lift them up and slam them down and fill them up again. Let that honey bee go down so sweet. Grab that jug and pop the cork. God knows just where it's been. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet. So lift them up and slam them down and fill them up again. Let that honey bee go down so sweet. Grab that jug and pop the cork. God knows just where it's been. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet. Everybody, bang your mug and stomp your feet.
That last song was Bang Your Mug by the Musical Blades from Up the Ante.
And before that was I'll Drink to That by the Bells of Bedlam from Folt Up.
And before that was Whiskey You're the Devil by the Muses from The Muses Live.
Hello, I am Serena London, the helmswoman of the Sunken Treasure.
And I be Captain Nicholas London.
We're so excited to be here.
Aye, what a fine crew of misfits be there in that mystical castle.
And a hard-working bunch of minions they are.
Arr, I be drinking of that.
Nicky, what is that you have in there in your tankard?
Please, me love, Nicky, you promise, not in public.
Whatever. And what is it that you have there in your tankard, me lord?
It be that rum concoction you be brewing.
Well, you won't be worth much if you don't taper it back a notch.
Ah, I can handle me rum. What is it you be sipping me, love?
Some Satsuma rum liqueur.
Aye, that'd be a girly drink for sure.
Kiss my arse, kiss my arse.
Why is that nasty bird here?
It be part of me booty when I be sailing with the Honorable Captain Blackjack Murphy. Last time I sailed with him, I harpooned one of them there dragons for him, and he gave me this fine bird.
Kiss my arse, kiss my arse.
Well, shut him up, or I'll send him down to the kitchen.
Oh, but thar be my favorite bird, me love.
Excuse me?
No, I mean, you be my favorite bird, me love. That be my second favorite bird.
Well, you need to shut him up.
Yes, me love. Polly wanna... Oh! Ow, damn bird!
Can you believe it? 10 years this podcast has been running.
Aye, it be a fine thing. Treasure chest full of music.
I especially love the variety of entertainers featured.
It's a fine booty, to be sure.
Stop! Get your hands off me, arse! I told you not in front of the crew! I think you've had way too much.
I can handle a barrel of this weak-ass rum concoction.
Stop talking nonsense and give the listeners something good to take home with them.
They ain't taking me rum.
Not rum, you drunken sod. Words of wisdom.
May the winds of fortune sail you. May you sail a gentle sea. May it always be the other guy who says, this drink's on me.
Here's something for you, my lord Captain Nicholas London. May you sail like you don't need the booty. Love is the ocean is deep. Drink like a true seaman and dance with graceful feet.
I be drinking to that.
Captain? Nicholas? Mickey? Well, while I try to pick the captain up, why not head down to the dungeon and let's see if Tony and Matt have a bit of news to share.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
All right, I don't have much news this week. In fact, it's only one news story because you guys are all slackers and probably drinking like the rest of us not to send me any news.
Are you blaming our audience for not doing your job?
No, I'm blaming Mark. I am blaming Mark.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, let's blame Mark. Curse you, Mark, being captured by pirates and not doing Tony's job.
Indeed. So the only news story I have this week is Dim and Wits coloring book. The Dim and Wits fairies have a Kickstarter book, a Kickstarter page to fund a coloring book. That will do it. So, as always, you know, you can send us your feedback. Tell us how you like the show. Send us news about what's going on at your festival. Or if you're an entertainer or shop vendor and you'd like your fans to know where you are, then let us know and we will get it on the show. As always, you can also email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call the castle at 478 Castles?
Yep.
478-227-8537. I was trying to be clever, but nothing came to mind. I wanted to catch people off guard on that one, but I guess that didn't work.
Oh, well. Yeah, please send messages to the 478 Castles magical number using your talking, pushing button number devices. Are the tiny little elves that live inside of our recording device, when they're receiving your messages, after they scribe them down and hand them to us, we give them back to them and they get to eat them, and they're getting very hungry because nobody has given us messages lately,
because we'll probably end up having turn them into bludgers anyways, right?
What? Ah, Slytherins. Well, that was an evil laugh. Do we have a rule for evil laughter? We don't, do we?
No, we just have a rule for laughing in general.
Oh, okay, so that counted.
Yes, it does.
So did that. Hey.
My, oh, my.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Oh, I was able to get the captain off the deck and upright again.
Here's the captain's ships and dinghies, and a winches a sail upon them.
Now that is enough. There are good ships and there are wood ships that sail the mighty sea, but the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
I be drinking to that.
I'm not picking him up again. Our next song is Morning Glory by Rambling Sailors from Bright Shining Clear.
At the end of the day, I like a little drink to raise up my voice and sing. Had an hour or two of the fine brown brew, and I'm ready for anything. At the cross keys, and there were sisters for the landlord's daughter's fair. And every night when he put out the light, they would tiptoe up the stair, singing one for the morning glory, two for the early dew, three for the man that could stand his ground, and four for the love of you, my girl, four for the love of you. Well, I got the call from a foreign shore to go and fight the foe, and I thought no more of the sisters for, but still I was sad to go. So I sailed away on a ship, the Morning Glory was her name, and we'd all fall down when the rum went round, then we'd get up and start again, singing one for the Morning Glory, two for the early dew, three for the man that can stand his round, and four for the love of you, my girl, four for the love of you. Well, I pull once more from my native shore, farewell to the raging sea, and the cross keys and there was back on then, and my heart was filled with glee. But there on the shore were the sisters four, with a bundle upon each knee, there were three little girls and a bouncing boy, and they all looked just like me. Singing one for the morning glory, two for the early dew, three for the man that can stand his ground, and four for the love of you, my girl, four for the love of you. I sing on one for the morning glory, two for the early dew, three for the man that can stand his round, and four for the love of you, my girl, four for the love of you.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast, let your mountains not angrily be, for I am far away o'er that rainy ocean thus. Will you ever breathe a sigh, or weep for me? I grieve to leave my native land, I grieve to leave my comrades all, and my parents whom I love so dear, and the bonny, bonny lasses I do adore.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be, for I am far away o'er that briny ocean tossed. Will you ever breathe a sigh or weep for me?
The drums do beat and the wars do alarm, the captain he calls, we must obey. So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms, but early in the morning we'll be far away.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be, for I am far away o'er that briny ocean tossed. Will you ever breathe a sigh or weep for me?
I have two brothers, they are at rest, their arms are folded on their breast, but a poor simple sailor just like me must be tossed and driven on the cold dark sea.
Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be, for I am far away o'er that briny ocean tossed. Will you ever breathe a sigh or weep for me?
Farewell to Nova Scotia,
all your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be, or I am far away o'er that briny ocean tossed.
We either breathe a sigh or weep for me. Farewell to Nova Scotia, your sea-bound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be, for I am far away o'er that briny ocean tossed. We either breathe a sigh or weep for me.
We either breathe a sigh or weep for me.
As we sing to you of something that will surely bring you cheer. 10 years ago was born a concept truly fine, a mix of wondrous music that you can find online.
They have harpists harping, lutists luting,
drummers drumming, flautists fluting,
canticles and mystic jazz,
high stepping tunes that make you dance,
sultry ballads, sweet lament,
to give a listener's time well spent.
And the minstrels really get it on
when they rock a wild pavon.
Congratulations from Fair to Midland to the Renaissance Festival Podcast
for bringing this wonderful music to an online audience for over a decade.
May there be many more!
Huzzah!
I've sailed the deep oceans, I've been to strange ports, I've seen things you would never believe. And in all of the towns, at the pubs I have found, there's one thing that most men will agree.
Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Now a beer doesn't mind if you belch or you fart. A beer doesn't play hard to get. A beer doesn't think that three stooges are dumb. A beer's always ready and wet.
Oh, beer is better than women.
Oh, it is.
Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Well, a beer looks the same in the morning, and a beer that is frigid is best. It won't make you buy tampons when you go to the store, or ask how you like the new dress.
Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Well, a beer won't get mad if you come home real late, or make you put pants on to eat. Wanna try a new kind? Go ahead, it won't mind, cause a beer doesn't care if you cheat.
Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Still don't ask who I choose. Either way I would lose. Between beer and women, I think. With a beer I go nuts, and the ironic part, without women, there's no reason to drink.
Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Everybody!
Oh, beer is better than women.
I can't hear you, ladies.
Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Well, beer is better. Beer is better.
Beer. beer is better, they say.
A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink, and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral, or a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer. Beer, beer. The Curtis Bar, the James's Pub, the hole in the wall as well. One thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So all you lads and lasses, 11 o'clock you stop. For 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, he must have been an admiral, or a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. A barrel of malt, a bushel of hops, you stir it with a stick. The kind of lubrication to make your engine tick. 40 pints of wallop a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 pence halfpenny and 1 and 6 in tax.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, he must have been an admiral, or a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops.
And that was Beer, Beer, Beer by the Brobdingnagian Bards from The Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Songs.
And before that, Beer is Better Than Women by Axel the Sot from Tales from the Tavern.
And before that was Farewell to Nova Scotia by Three Pints Gone from their album, There Is a Ship. This is Joe.
Oh, well, hi, Joe. Nice to meet you. This is Danny, and I don't know how I got here, but someone summoned me, and here I am, so I'm going to do the best that I can.
Like everyone else involved in this, you were voluntold.
Yeah, pretty much.
But hey, you're here, so a toast to you. May you die in bed at 95, shot by a jealous spouse.
Oh, and I can drink to that. All right, I've got one for you. To live above with the saints we love, oh, that is the purest glory. To live below with the saints we know, ah, oh, that is another story.
See, that's way too long for my toast. I figure if I'm in the mood for toasting, I've had enough alcohol, I'd better make it quick.
Well, I'm getting started. I'm working on it. I will catch up. there we go. I'm working on it right there. Well, what's coming up next?
Next, we're going to one of our newer segments, A Minute in History by Sonia.
Welcome, my lords and ladies.
Let's talk about rum, but first we need to discuss garbage. Caribbean sugar farmers of the 17th century had a serious industrial waste problem.
As Wayne Curtis recounts in his enjoyable history entitled, And a Bottle of Rum, these planters produced sugar by crushing sugar cane, boiling the resulting juices, and then leaving the boiled syrup to cure in clay pots. A vicious liquid would seep out of the pots, and sugar would be left behind.
That liquid was molasses. In the 17th century, planters couldn't give it away.
Today, we know molasses is a delicious enabler of gingerbread and shoofly pies.
Luckily for the pirates, someone eventually figured out the use for this molasses. By mixing it with the liquid skimmed off cane juice, one created a serviceable starting point for distillation.
The rum picture is obviously a little rosier today. Molasses is no longer an unwanted industrial waste, and rum sales in the U.S. alone are north of $2 billion a year.
Aged rums can be beautiful things, though. The best examples are as delightful to sip neat or over an ice cube as any whiskey. And compared to whiskey, they're, for the most part, blessedly inexpensive. You can pick up quite a few for the same price as whiskey.
My favorite treat in Renfest are the rum balls. But be careful. The balls will mow you down if you eat too many.
If you want a true rum experience, ask that Rinfest pirate you see what he or she has in their flask. A taste you might get.
I am Serena.
And I be Captain Nicholas London. And this thar be
a moment in rum history.
And we're back. It's always fascinating. I'm so glad with all the new segments they've added in. And don't you have one that they've got you working on, the observatory, coming up here later in the show?
I do. That's my baby that I've been working on, and we have something really special in this episode, but I'm not going to you're just going to have to wait. You're going to have to listen in, so stay tuned and don't touch that dial. We have a very special interview coming up from the observatory a little bit later.
Oh, that'll be fun. So this is your first anniversary show, isn't it, Danny?
Yes. I don't even know how this stuff works.
So. Neither do any of the rest of us. It's all magical boxes and this interweb thing. You should see the tower. It's fascinating. We'll do that later.
I have another toast for you.
Well, let's hear it.
May misfortune follow you the rest of your life and never catch up. Think about it for a minute. You'll figure it out.
There's so many good ones, so many good toasts. There's so many good things to toast, too.
Oh, indeed. And toast itself. I like toast.
Toast is good. Speaking of which, a toast to our fans who have helped make this show the success it is. May you get all your wishes but one, so that you will always have something to strive for.
Fans, if no one were listening, it would kind of take some of the oomph out of it. It just wouldn't be quite the same, would it?
No, it really wouldn't. Tell you what, let's get back into the music so our fans can enjoy that.
Sure. Coming up next, we have Pass the Mug by Bounding Maine from the album Going Overboard.
So, pass the mug around me, boys, pass around again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise him high. It's always greater to have said better him than I. Now Johnny was a fine young lad, we loved him like our own. Said, be careful, son, where you go, how far away you roam. The ladies, they will cheat your boy with pretty words they lie. He strayed one night, never seen again.
Never seen again.
Better him than I. So pass the mug around me, boys, pass around again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise him high. It's always greater to have said better him than I. Now Davy was a strapping lad, brave and strong of will. Said, be watchful, boy, of who you know the nicest ones can kill. The crimps are all so crafty, so mind your mug of rye. He did, he was shipped away.
Shipped away?
Better him than I. So pass the mug around me, boys, pass it round again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise him high. It's always greater to have said better him than I. Now Deedy was a sailor true and a smile for all his mates. Said, be steady, man, and where you sail, he always tempted the fates. He took a dare to face the gale, he thought with a leavenous eye. Surrendered over to Davy Jones.
Davy Jones!
That's bad.
Oh, I'm nuts.
Better him than I. So pass the mug around me, boys, pass it round again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise him high. It's always greater to have said better him than I. Gina's plans, they had all worked out. Maggie's schemes were played, and Christie's traps had all been sprung. They hadn't been afraid. The boys were gone, the girls were free to slip out on the sly. With map and ship, they sailed away.
Never.
Laughing better him than I. So pass the mug around me, boys, pass around again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise him high. It's always greater to have said better him than I. So pass the mug around me, boys, pass around again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise him high. It's always greater to have said
better him,
better him,
better him
than I.
There's never a wine as fine as made by a vineyard elf. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble to the shelf. Cider's made by a whole halfling, whiskey's made by a gnome. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble to your home. There ain't no beer that brings such cheer as made by an alehouse dwarf. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble or you'll barf. RPG diddly dee and dee, we'll sing this song all night. If damn my human drinking's wrong, I don't want to be right. Fortitude!
Save!
Went to the lands of the noble gnomes, and they gave me a drink in their hillside homes. Gnomish whiskey, single malt. If I drank too much, it's not my fault. Halfling cider from the Shire sets your heart and soul on fire. With a halfling feast, all mirth abounds, and a damn my human drinking song. Fortitude!
Same!
Mineral wine as ever as fine as made by a vineyard elf. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble to the shelf. Cider's made by a whole halfling, whiskey's made by a gnome. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble to your home. There ain't no beer that brings such cheer as made by an alehouse dwarf. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble or you'll barf. RPG diddly dee and dee, we'll sing this song all night. If damn my human drinking's wrong, I don't wanna be right. Fortitude!
Save!
To an elven wood, everywhere gazebos stood. Turns out these were elven bars with elven wine, the best by far. Beer from dwarven breweries, worth the extra calories. Now you know why dwarves are round, from the demi human drinking song. Fortitude!
Save.
There's never a wine as fine as made by a vineyard elf. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble to the shelf. Cider's made by a whole halfling, whiskey's made by a gnome. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble to your home. There ain't no beer that brings such cheer as made by an alehouse dwarf. RPG diddly dee and dee, don't fumble as you tumble or you'll barf. RPG diddly dee and dee, we'll sing this song all night. If damn my human drinking's wrong, I don't wanna be right. If damn my human drinking's wrong, I don't wanna be right. If damn my human drinking's wrong, I don't wanna be right.
Save!
Renaissance Festival Music Podcast,
Renaissance Festival Music Podcast,
Renaissance Festival Music Podcast, 10 year anniversary. Way hey, happy birthday. Way hey, happy birthday. Way hey, happy birthday, 10 year anniversary.
Happy 10 year anniversary, Renaissance Festival Music Podcast from the Whiskey Bay Rovers.
Once was a man, he was looking for a wife. He knew what he had in mind. A pretty little thing who would love him all his life. He knew not what he would find. He went to the inn, they kindly let him in at the sign of the Lion's Den. The girl he would see, she's probably a 3 on a scale from 1 to 10. Well, he ordered up a beer while his vision still was clear. He ordered up 1 pint more. When the bottle touched his lips, he was staring at her hips and decided she was probably a 4. Now when that pint was through, he decided to woo. Near to her he came. Hey, since she was alive, she's probably a 5. He asked her for her name. She looked him in the eye, but she gave him no reply. Then they brought him a glass of wine. He was really in a fix. She was looking like a 6 when she said, "Will you be mine?" Now, after drink 11, she was looking like a 7. In fact, she was really great. After one more round, surprisingly, he found he was sitting with an 8. Now when he asked her to dine, he was sure she was a nine. He reached for his ring, and then he drank another ale, vowed his love would never fail, and he praised her as a ten. And now he has a wife who will love him all his life, and a long, long life that's gonna be. When the ale cleared his head, he was wishing he was dead. He was married to a minus three.
Well, the world's in a great commotion, from the Misty Mountains back to the Shire. The hobbits are sneaking the One Ring from the frying pan into the fire. From somewhere we gotta get a hero, oh, that's what the bards all sing. But they never expected the rockin' and rollin' up ring at the return of the king. I got a suit of studded black leather, and my hair stays in place, of course. I've got a reforged steel electric guitar and a 300-horsepower horse. No matter what I ask my rangers, they'll do almost anything. And the ladies are waiting for the chance to dance and sing at the return of the king. Well, everyone said that I was dead, or maybe Aragorn going off to hide. But I just kicked back to get on track and wait till I hit my stride. I got my rangers hopping down the misty, murky Moria line. And there ain't gonna be no stopping till the Pelennor fields are mine. We'll hold back trolls and goblins and all of the rocks they fling, until San Anthrodo set Gollum's bells to ring and make me the king. Now I'm supposed to marry Arwen the Fairy Queen of the Saturday Nights. But until then, give me Eowyn, and I'll blow out her northern lights. We'll have a celebration, and I'll take a couple years to rest. Then I'll stick around to keep an eye on things when everybody else heads west. I'll be here if you need me, summer, fall, winter, or spring. And everyone in Middle Earth will rock and swing at the return of the king. At the return of the king. At the return of the king. That's why they call me the king.
That was Return of the King by Gallimor the Bard from Drive-By Barding.
No, that can't be right either. So it has to be the Three Song by Craig of Farrington from Bleu Upon Bleu.
For that was The Demi-Human Drink by Dan the Bard from Manticores and Owlbears. Oh, okay. What are you drinking now?
I'm thinking some good about dark beer. That will get me through the rest of the show.
All right, then.
How about you?
I have switched to a delightful pumpkin juice.
Pumpkin juice, wow. That's pretty good.
I know. I'm going crazy today.
Yeah, you are, because it's June.
It is June already. The birds are singing.
You're a few seasons too early, man.
The trees are starting to break through the snow. It's slowly melting.
The snow? Where are you living in the castle? There's snow above me in the from one level up from the dungeon, you have snow in your chamber?
I think somebody put that there on purpose.
Oh, I know who put that there. That must have been Kristen. Kristen must have put that there. Maybe she thought it would help with your werewolf problem.
Or you could keep your drinks cold.
Okay. Well, why don't we send the minions to go get them?
Great. In the meantime, we should play some more music.
Well, I thought we were going to go to the tower first.
Oh, right. Joe's up in the tower. Well, let's go talk to Joe.
And welcome back to the tower. I've set up shop here. It's time to look out over the land and see what there is to see within the realm. We have magic, mystery, and most importantly, turkey legs. Be sure to check out one of these festivals near you, and be sure to support all the musicians and performers who make them such wonderful events. Now, let's see, what have we got this month? The Stone Tower Glen Renaissance Fair in Mount Solon, Virginia, is running June 27th and 28th. The Ye Mary Greenwood Fair in Richland, Washington, is running June 27th and 28th. The Wheaton Arts Fantasy Fair in Millville, New Jersey, is running June 27th and 28th. The Midsummer Fantasy Renaissance Fair in Ansonia, Connecticut, is running June 20th through July 5th. The Pirate Rendezvous in Newcastle, Maine, is running June 20th. The Door County Renaissance Fantasy Fair in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin, is running June 27th through July 5th. The Enchanted Lake Renaissance Fair and Marketplace in Angola, Indiana, is running June 19th through 21st. The Pirate Invasion of Belmont Pier in Long Beach, California, happens June 27th and 28th. The North California Pirate Festival in Bajalo, California, is being held June 20th and 21st. The Fairy Fest Enchanted Ground in Guelphville, Ontario, is being held June 19th through 21st. The Privateer Days will be happening in Liverpool, Nova Scotia, June 26th through 28th. The Bonnie Lake Fantasy Fair in Bonnie Lake, Washington, is being held June 20th through 21st. The Rusty Scuppers Pirate Days in Westport, Washington, being held June 26th through 28th. The New York Fairy Festival in Harpersville, New York, is being held June 26th through 28th. The Long Island Pirate Festival in West Seville, New York, is being held June 20th through 21st. The Cocoa Beach Pirate Festival in Cocoa Beach, Florida, is being held June 27th. The Old English Fair Wildlife Prairie in Hanna City, Illinois, is being held June 27th through 28th. The Festival of Fairy in Lafayette, Colorado, happens June 20th. The County of Brown Renaissance Fair in De Pere, Wisconsin, is being held June 20th through 21st. The Fairy Blossom Festival in Chehalis, Washington, is being held June 20th through 21st. The Virginia Fairy Festival in Stuart, Virginia, is being held June 19th through 21st. Avalon Resort Fairy Festival in Pawpaw, West Virginia, is also being held June 19th through 21st. If you want to find more details on any of the fairs we've mentioned, check out therenlist.com. It powers our magic windows, and it can power your fair trips. And now back to the rest of the castle.
Happy 11th anniversary.
Happy 11 years.
11 years of doing this show.
Oh, it's been a wonderful, wonderful 11 years. I haven't been there for all of it, but nobody has. But maybe some of you out there have, and if you have, then our apologies go out to your livers, and our congratulations go out to your eardrums.
Yes. Indeed. And we still have no idea where Mark is.
What? When do we ever?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, honestly, that guy gets kidnapped so easily.
It's like it's like pirates are like the ooh shiny thing for him.
there is little shinies.
Or is that hobbits or is that dragons? I don't ever remember.
I think he just sees something interesting and he goes with it. He's that kind of guy.
Oh. Well, I guess we have to have an explorer minion in the group, don't we?
He's always on an adventure. Did you just call Mark Gunn a minion?
That could be a screw-up.
Oh, don't worry. He doesn't listen to this show. He'll never know.
Yeah, I know. All right.
And it, for those of you counting along at home, that was an official screw-up. Wink.
Yeah. I think our fans would know.
Oh.
Maybe. Unless they're on the floor already with their mugs tipped to the side.
If anyone's actually playing along with the game, they're probably dead.
They probably are.
That's why I switched to Butterbeer.
Ah, smart move. Which one? You know, you got your ice cream, you got your regular, you got your frozen, you got your hot.
Since it's slightly warmer outside, I went with the frozen one, and it was a good choice.
Frozen one, huh? So you go from pumpkin juice in June to frozen butterbeer after you get rid of snow from your cabin?
No, I made it with the snow. I took the regular butterbeer and mixed it in with the snow. It worked out. Oh. It's pretty good.
Good.
I think it could be a thing.
Yeah. We should so try to make it a thing and sell it at upcoming Renaissance fairs.
And speaking of drinks, there's a song that Joe and Danny are going to tell us about that's going to be a song about one of the best drinks in the world.
Indeed.
Or the universe.
Mmm.
And by best, I mean most dangerous, and also never drink it.
Oh, come on. You want to drink it. You know you want to. Well, I think we should probably just give it to Joe and Danny. And
take it away, Joe and Danny.
Yeah, have fun
and
with that.
And to all of you out there, good night.
Good night. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
All right, next up is Bring Me Some Whiskey by Iris and Rose from Bedtime Stories.
Bring me some whiskey, mother. I'm feeling frisky, mother. Bring me a sheep, for I am lonely tonight. I need a lover, mother. No, not my brother, mother. I need a sheep to keep me warm through the night. Sheep never talk about it. They never ever doubt it. Always so placid, affectionate and nice. Bring me that lanolin, better than flannelin. I need a sheep to keep me warm through the night. Bring me some whiskey, mother. I'm feeling frisky, mother. Bring me a sheep, for I am lonely tonight. I need a lover, mother. No, not my brother, mother. I need a sheep to keep me warm through the night. Owls, bats, and other critters just seem to give me jitters. I need a sheep to keep me warm through the night. Gerbils don't make it, mother. They just can't take it, mother. I need a sheep to keep me warm through the night. Bring me some whiskey, mother. I'm feeling frisky, mother. Bring me a sheep, for I am lonely.
This is a song based upon an actual Irish custom about what happens when a man comes home late from the pub. Yeah, not like that's happened to any of you. No. But gentlemen, you know who you are.
And by the way, gentlemen, I know who you are.
And later on, she'll be naming names. Seamus, me mate, we've had a pint and lots of talk. But I hear me wife a-calling. I hope I still can walk. It's time we wander home, threw our hat into the door. 'Cause we'll both be sleeping easy if they stay put on the floor. So I stumble toward me house. Pray me wife's not mad for staying out so late. And for all the pints I've had, I take off me favorite derby and I throw it through the door. 'Cause I'll be sleeping easy if it stays upon the floor. But the hat came back, landed on me head, I guess. That means that I'm not welcome in me bed. I'll be sleeping in the barn again in a heavy gunny sack. 'Cause that's what happens when the hat comes back. I kneel, I beg, I throw me hat inside once more. But when an old wool blanket comes out, I know just what's in store. I go down into the barn so as I can find an empty stall. And I can tell just by the smell it hasn't been cleaned since
fall. I wake up with a start. I hear the barn door open wide. I get up to me feet just as me wife, she steps inside. She's looking even prettier than on the day that we had wed, 'cause she wasn't wearing nothing but me hat upon her head. So the hat came back and it's on me darling's head. I guess tonight the barn will be our own true marriage bed. I'll be making hay till morning in a heavy gunny sack, 'cause sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back. Yeah, sometimes that's what happens when the hat comes back.
Congratulations to the Renaissance Festival podcast and all of the listeners and people who have made this show a success. You're awesome, Sláinte.
This song is very old and it's very traditional. So we have to sing it with a bit of respect, right, ladies?
Right. It's traditional. It's hallowed even.
So it must be sung with respect.
Respect. Are you ready?
Ready. Do, the stuff that buys my beer. Ray, the one that pours my beer. Hi, Ray. Me, the one that drinks my beer. Fa, a long way to the privies. So, I'll have another beer. La, I'll have another beer. Tea, no thanks, I'll have a beer. And that brings us back to do, do, do.
Sing along
do,
now,
do. The stuff that buys my beer. Ray, the one that pours my beer. Hi, Ray. Me, the one that drinks my beer. Fa, a long way to the privies.
I don't think I can make it.
So, I'll have another beer.
Yeah!
La, I'll have another beer.
Yeah!
Tea,
no thanks,
I'll have a beer. And that brings us back to do.
Drink up the cider, drink up the cider, for tonight we'll marry be. We'll have the milkmaids over and roll them in the clover, the corn's half done and so are we.
Drink up the cider, George, pass me round the jug. Drink up the cider, George, I think you've had enough.
There's still more laters, halfway up our gaiters, and there's still more cider in the jug. Drink up the cider, drink up the cider, for tonight we'll marry be. We'll have the milkmaids over and roll them in the clover. The corn's half done and so are we.
Drink up the cider, George, old D's been going far. Drink up the cider, George, he's getting quite a star.
His cheeks are getting redder from carving up the cheddar, and there's still more cider in the bar. Drink up the cider, drink up the cider, for tonight we'll marry be. We'll have the milkmaids over and roll them in the clover. The corn's half done and so are we.
Drink up the cider, George, get up off the mat. Drink up the cider, George, put on the great big hat.
We're called up by the Kelly to see me brother Hurley, and there's still more cider in the bag. Drink up the cider, drink up the cider, for tonight we'll marry be. We'll have the milkmaids over and roll them in the clover. The corn's half done and so are we.
Drink up the cider, George, get up off me chest. Drink up the cider, George, it's time you had a rest.
There's nothing like more cider to make your smile get wider, and there's still more cider in the west. Drink up the cider, drink up the cider, for tonight we'll marry be. We'll have the milkmaids over and roll them in the clover. The corn's half done and so are we. Drink up the cider, drink up the cider, for tonight we'll marry be.
We'll have the milkmaids over and roll them in the clover. The corn's half done and so are we.
Hi guys, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network. Been a listener of the Ren Faire podcast since the beginning. Congrats on an amazing 10-year run and being one of the longest-running podcasts in the world. Most podcasts last less than 6 months, and you have definitely beat the odds. My wife and I met 28 years ago working at the PA Ren Faire, so Ren Faires will always have a soft spot for us. Here's wishing you another 10.
That last song was Drink Up the Cider, George, by the Jolly Rogers from Loose Cannons.
And before that was Do Re Beer by the Lamy Birds from Tweet. I love that song. Let's hear it for Ray!
Do is the stuff that... And before that was The Hat Came Back by Empty Hats from The Hat Came Back. I got me hat. You want to go out to the barn?
I'm going to throw that hat back. I asked the ship's cook to prepare something special for this 10th year anniversary.
This will be my favorite seasoned dragon. In a brandy sauce with roasted eyes and steamed innards. And a fine bottle of me own rum.
Strange taste you have, my love.
A refined palate it is.
I think I'll just stick to my rum balls that I got from the vendor at the Renaissance Fair and my bottle of Kraken.
Kraken? Where did you get? Give me my keys back, wench.
This is what happens when you pass out in a stupor and I have to pick you up.
If you weren't me wife, I'd...
You'd what?
Nothing, me love.
Wait until I tell Mark about Captain Black Jerk Murphy and his underhanded payments.
What's that little skirt-wearing, stocking-tooting, heart-dragging landlubber gonna do?
Do you not remember your experience with Count Rugen's machine?
Yes, me love. I remember.
That's better now. Quit slouching, and for goodness sake, stop eating with your hands.
Yes, me love.
So this is Danny Fought with the Renaissance Festival podcast, and I'm turning the tables on Mark Gunn. So I'll be talking to Mark Gunn today, the Celt father, the man born on St. Patrick's Day. And I'm so excited to be able to talk to you, Mark, on this 10th anniversary of the podcast. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. I'm just kind of blown away. It's been going for 10 years. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember when I became aware of it. It's back in the mist of time.
Call those the dark ages of podcasting.
Yeah, in fact, I wanted to talk to you about that. It looks like podcasting really started in about 2004. The Renaissance Festival podcast started in 2005. So this is way, way back there in the beginning.
Yeah.
One of the first podcasts that there ever was, I'm guessing.
It was pretty new. When we started it, I started listening to podcasts, I think in November of 2004, the Celtic Music News podcast. Sometime in early in the year, I did a test run and it was lame. Then I started the Cat Lovers podcast, I think in April or May. And then the Renaissance Festival started up in June, when that's when I was getting podcast crazy.
Yeah, I think the total is 6 podcasts that you've started.
Started way more than that. I just don't know how many. The main ones now, you know, that I actually host are the Irish and Celtic Music podcast and the Celt Father podcast, which are my two main ones. And then, of course, the Renaissance Festival is now run by you awesome people, the whole Renaissance Festival community apparently seems to run the the podcast now, which is brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, the list is growing. More and more people keep coming in, including me recently. I'm really excited to be a part of the podcast now. So you did actually quit the day job, right?
Yeah, that was in 2005 I quit my day job.
Oh, okay, right when you started the podcast.
Yep, that was actually, that was one of the things that freed up my time. I quit the day job on July 2005. And of course, I started this podcast, I think on the 26th of June. I was like, yeah, let's see what I can do. And
that makes sense. So looking for something to do. I want to dig up some dirt on some of the people you've worked with on the podcast.
Sure.
Especially because I feel fairly safe there. So you had help all the way back in the beginning from Kristen Roger, right?
Yep.
And eventually added more. So any interesting stories about how you came across the additional people who have helped you along the way?
Well, Kristen and I were dating at the time. So when we started, that was one of the things we did together. And then we kept it running even when we broke up a few months later. Kept it going as long as possible. I think that's when I pulled in Joe Haydu.
2007, according to my notes.
Yeah. So, yeah, she and I guess went for a couple years. And then Joe Haydu jumped on. And that's about the time that I was starting to fade out of it. The toughest problem I was having was creating show notes and keeping track of all the music for two podcasts. This one and the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. And so I was like, I gotta do something. And the Irish Celtic Music one had more listens and downloads, but the responses I got were more from the Renaissance Festival podcast. In fact, Andrew and I, we led our first vacation trip to Ireland. We stopped off in Blarney. Andrew and I were like, well, we don't really want to do, shopping was not our thing. So we went out into the grass and we started playing music. Our fans gather, then other people gather. One guy's standing there, and he walks up, sits down, listens for a couple songs. Then he lifts his head and raises his hand and says, excuse me, are you Mark Gunn? And I'm like, huh? What? Yeah, I listened to your podcast. And I'm thinking, well, probably, obviously, the Irish and Celtic Music podcast because we're in Ireland. No, it's the Renaissance Festival podcast. So the passion, actually, for the shows actually was greater for the Renaissance Festival podcast, and I think that's still the case to this day because people love Renaissance festivals.
That's an amazing story. I just love traveling around the world and having someone recognize you for the podcast.
Yeah, I know at Dragon Con, Andrew and I performed at Dragon Con every year. Again, same sort of thing. I was standing at my table talking with someone. I laughed. I see some guy beeline towards me. Are you Mark Gunn? I heard your laugh, and apparently I had a very distinctive laugh, and they've been listening to all the episodes of the Renaissance Festival podcast. So, yeah.
That's great. So do you remember way back to episode number one? What was on your mind? Where did you get the content? How did you gather the material for the show? So what was going on 10 years ago when this whole thing started?
When I first recorded the show, everything was done live. The entire show was recorded live. There was no editing. So I had a regular computer, you know, the big bass and such. And so it worked with my mixer. And so I was able to route stuff in various ways and get basically live music playing and then switching between stuff, MP3 player I was using at the time. It all went straight in. And so, yeah, the entire show was done live. And so it was a bit more stressful. We had to stay on top of things and, you know, so you have to be really quiet and then, you know, jumping straight into it and then making sure the music comes on right when you need to be. It was a lot more stressful. And then I heard about, Double Enders. She would record her end. I would record my end and then I would mix them all together. So that was a big change. It was a lot easier once I started doing that. Whereas, in the beginning, everything was streaming live. It was all live.
Less stress, but maybe less time, right?
Yes, it took a lot less time, that's for sure.
Well, I've got to acknowledge what's probably going on in your mind right now, which is new baby. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
That is awesome. I'm wondering, does she get to go on your trip to Ireland?
Oh, no. Not this year, and it'll probably be a few years before that would happen in any case. Right now, my older daughter, Kenzie, she's 4 and a half, and she's not going on it either. I wish I could, and I would love to bring them on these trips. My goal is to make everyone relaxed and have fun, and, you know, I mean, most of that's on them, but, you know, I gotta set the mood, you know? I have to, you know, make sure things are together, and if I have to also look after her, if that's gonna happen, that will start with her actually, coming to my shows and helping out there. Then we'll talk about the invasions.
Yeah, cool. And so obviously also you're about to head out on the Celtic invasion to Ireland this year, right?
Yes. We're 1 week away. I hop on a plane about this time next week.
Awesome. Well, I wish you safe travels, and thank you so much for coming back on the show with us. And it's just fascinating to hear some of the history of where we've all been on this show.
I'm blown away that it's still going, and the type of thing that I could only dream of, you know, because as a musician also who's trying to make a living, if you want to be successful with music, you can't do it alone. You need people to help you out. You need people to lift you up and go out of their way, not asking permission, just doing it because they love. For the Renaissance Festival podcast, it wasn't about me at all. It was about you and David and Matt and Tony and Joe and Kristen all saying, I want to be a part of this. I want to do something. And then they, you know, you jump on it and somehow it all comes together into this beautiful, blissful Renaissance Festival, something that keeps the spirit alive all year long and, you know, builds passion. And that's a huge challenge for any musician or podcast or business or whatever. So thank you, Danny, and everyone who's made this podcast incredible. All the listeners, y'all are awesome, because this is what I can honestly say. It's not my podcast. It's yours. So thank you.
You're welcome. And among the Renaissance Festival crowd, I think there's a lot of passion there to work with, and that helps us out. Podcast will continue for another 10 years and more.
Yay!
Well, I think that's a wrap. I sure appreciate your time, Mark.
Yeah, thank you much, Danny. I really appreciate it. Sláinte.
All right, bye-bye.
We have had a lot of fun today.
Why not send these fine listeners on their way? And we can finish this bottle of port in the captain's quarters. You can bring your treasure chest.
Excuse me? Say goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in, and may the fair wind blow. And you have a ship's hold full of booty.
Oh, stop it. I need a real man. Let's drink to real men while the Merry Wives of Windsor sing Here's to the Men from Here's to the Men.
Here's to the men we live with, and here's to the men we love.
My husband, he's a sailor man, sails the pounding main. And when he's out to sea, I pine to see him once again. For he's a strong and stalwart lad, nimble as he's fast. And for my part, I love to run my rigging of his mast.
Here's to the men we live with, and here's to the men we love. Here's to the devil who lives below, and the devil who lies above. Here's to
Let the farmer praise his ground.
Let the huntsman praise his hound.
Let the shepherd praise his dewy-scented lambs.
Ah, but I'm more wise than they. Spend each happy night and day with me darling little Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. Me darling little Kruschkin, lun. Oh, Krama Krama Kruschkin, Schlansche Galma Wohnen. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun. Immortal and divine, Grey Bacchus, god of wine, create me by adoption your own son. In hopes that you'll comply, that my glass will ne'er run dry. Oh, me darling little Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. Me darling little Kruschkin, lun. Oh, Krama Krama Kruschkin, Schlansche Galma Wohnen. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun.
And when grim death appears in a few but happy years, he'll say,
oh, won't you come along with me?
I'll say, begun your knave, for King Bacchus gave me leave to lift another Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. To take another Kruschkin, lun. Oh, Krama Krama Kruschkin, Schlansche Galma Wohnen. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun.
Now let's raise our glasses high. Let's not part with lips so dry. For the lark it doth proclaim it is the dawn. And since we can't remain, may we shortly meet again to lift another Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. To take another Kruschkin, lun. Oh, Krama Krama Kruschkin, Schlansche Galma Wohnen. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun. Oh, Krama Krama Kruschkin, Schlansche Galma Wohnen. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun, lun, lun. Krama Krama Kruschkin, lun.
A holiday, and the first one of the year. Lord Arnold's wife went into the church, the gospel for to hear. When the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about. How there she spied young Matty Groves a-walking in the crowd. Come home with me, little Matty Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Matty Groves, and sleep with me till light. I won't come home, I can't come home, sleeping with you tonight. For by the rings on your fingers I can tell you are my master's wife. What if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He is up in the north country, he's bringing the yearlings home. Well, now the servant who was standing by, hearing what was said, he swore Lord Arnold he would know before the sun had set. And in his hurry to carry his news, he bent his breast and ran. And when he came to the broad mill stream, he took off his shoes and swam. Traditionally, there's a musical interlude to indicate the passage of time. Just relax, close your eyes, and try to guess what's happening back at the castle. Well, little Matty Groves, he lay down and he took a little sleep. When he awoke, Lord Arnold was standing at his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? And how do you like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep? Quite well, I like your feather bed. Better still, I like your sheets. Oh, but best, I like your lady wife who lies in me arms asleep. Well, get up! Get up, Lord Arnold cried. Get up as quick as you can. For it'll never be said in this fair land that I slew a naked man. I won't get up, no, I can't get up. No, I won't get up for my life. For you have two long-beaten swords and I, not a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beaten swords. They cost me deep in the purse. How about you shall have the better of them and I will keep the worse.
and you will strike me the very first blow. You'll strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. So Matty, he struck that very first blow, and he hurt Lord Arnold sore. Lord Arnold struck the very next blow, when Matty struck the floor. Then he took his own dear wife, and sat her upon his knee, saying, who do you like the best of us now, your dead Matty Groves or me? At that, Lord Arnold's wife upspoke, I never heard her speak so free. I'd rather a kiss from dead Matty's lips than you and your finery. Oh, well, at that, Lord Arnold, he jumped up and loudly did he bawl. He struck his wife right through the heart and he pinned her up to the wall. A grave, Lord Arnold cried to put these lovers in. But won't you bury my lady at the top? For she was of noble kin.
Hi, this is Marion Van Gogel with
Gallows Humor!
Happy 10th anniversary, Renaissance Festivals podcast! 1, 2, 3, fun!
And that was Here's to the Men by the Merry Wives of Windsor from Here's to the Men.
And before that, we had Matty Groves by Joni Minstrel from her album, Joni Minstrel Kicks the King. And that's such a great song, and ties right in with that toast I gave earlier about dying in another man's bed at 95.
That's good. You know, I don't think I'd heard that one before.
Yeah, although I don't think Matty was quite that old. Unfortunately, we're getting close to the end of this show here. It's been fantastic, and man, what a great interview.
Oh, thanks. That was so much fun to turn things around on Mark and have him be the interviewee. I really enjoyed doing that.
You know, for having him here in the castle, he has been incredibly difficult to do, but I'm glad we did it.
You know, I've heard a rumor. I think there's a secret room in the castle, and that's where Mark has been hanging out.
Well, I mean, he has been busy. After he started this whole thing off, he's been doing tours, and he's been doing his music, and he's got not one, but his second daughter now, so congratulations for that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hey, here's a toast to Anara Gunn. May you live as long as you want, and never want as long as you live.
All right. And let's all toast to the man who started it all 10 years ago. I can't believe it. But here's to you, Mark Gunn. And our next song coming up to close out our show is Pangalactic Gargle Blaster by Mark Gunn from Sci-Fi Drinking Songs.
The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, it's the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold brick. Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon faster. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I ain't broke and I wish I were dead. I'm hitchhiking a galactic super highways, the bypass backwards all along the byways. At every stop, at every bar, the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster hits me like a car. I've had quarters, stouts, ales and lagers, rum, coke, whiskey, and lots of Jaeger. I've had 42 different kinds of wine, but there's only one drink to unhinge my mind. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, it's the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold brick. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon faster. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I ain't broke and I wish you were dead. Got that old jank spirit juice from a bottle, pour to one measure of Sandra Genesee water. I'd make another gallon if I could remember how it went. The last time I drank, I lost 3 months' rent. The whales, the dolphins, the mices too, they all know about this brew. The Vogon warn about it in their verse, but of the two, I'm not sure which is worse. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, it's the drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around the gold brick. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one.
one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I ain't broke and I wish you were dead. So all you hitchhikers, take my advice. Don't drink it once, don't drink it twice. If you drink it at all, drink it very carefully. Though if you drink it at all, you'll die quite cheerfully. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, it's a drink I never could master. It's like having your brain smashed out by a lemon wrapped around a gold brick. The Pangalactic Gargle Blaster, just one look, I'm off the wagon fast. It's like a mugging, a beating, a kick in the head. I ain't broke and I wish you were dead. I'm broke and I wish you were dead. I'm broke and I wish you were dead.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
Wait until I tell Mark about Captain Black Jerk.
Jerk Murphy. Do that again with say Jerk Murphy. No, do it with Jerk Murphy on purpose.
Wait until I tell Mark about Captain Black Jerk Murphy and his underhanded payments.
What's that little skirt wearing, stocking tooting, heart dragging landlubber gonna do?
Do you not remember your experience with Captain? Damn.
I'll drink it out.
Do you not remember your experience with... I'm slurring my words.
1, 2, 3.
And this there be a moment in rum history.
Let's do it again.
1, 2, 3.
And this there be a moment in rum history. Can't do it.